This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Coming up, we're continuing our special Q&A for Universal Children's Day. Next up, we'll be taking questions from the kids about business and their career aspirations.
You can always join the conversation. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming up on the Evening Edition.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:06 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and we have been, well, really kind of taking the time today in light of Universal Children's Day to answer some questions that we've received from Japheth, Ariana, Simran and Keisha, our panel of children who have just been like pretty much just inspiring, really, you know, asking really interesting, insightful questions about a variety of things, whether it's about how the ocean came into being or about what adulting and what being an adult really means. So we've been asking you for your advice and your thoughts when it comes to this as well. I think we've wanted to know things like, how did you know you became an adult? And has it been all it's cracked up to be? As well as, what were your favorite scientific discoveries when you were a kid? Mine is magnets. Just completely fascinated. The poles repel. Who knew? So you can get in touch with us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And we have a message from Sai who says, kids, adults are not always right, but they have experience. But having experience does not make it right. Respect the experience, but not their statements. Form your own statements.
Yeah, and I think that is so valuable. And, you know, having the, I think times are changing, right? Whereas perhaps in the past where it's like what the adult says is always right and just follow that. As kids now tend to question a lot more things, that is actually something that's welcomed, right? You are teaching critical thinking. Mm-hmm. You're teaching them to think outside the box. Well, in some politicians, was thinking without a box. And just moving on beyond that. And then that also challenges you, maybe as a parent, maybe as an adult, to also consider, hey, you know, this is an interesting point of view coming from this eight-year-old.
Yes, and never forget that they now have access to the internet.
Yeah.
So it's not enough to just say, I am right. Why am I right? Because I am. You know, it can be easily disproved. I'm sorry, but we can't really play that game anymore. We also have Mudif Malik back to say, dear kiddos, never change what you want to be. Not for everyone, not even for your parents. And if you don't know what you want to be, it's all right. Figure it out as you go. Just don't ever, ever be something just because someone said so. An uncertain destiny is not a bad thing, so long as the one steering is you. Sincerely, from a cartoonist heart stuck in an architect's life. Also going on to say, and it's true what they say about kids that love dinosaurs, I would know. And then we also have this from Huiki.
Actually, regarding the plastic bag issue, I always have this question. What do we use to wrap our wet garbage then? If we didn't get plastics from daily purchases, I suppose use it to wrap wet rubbish as a means of recycling. People still need to buy brand new plastics just to wrap wet rubbish. Isn't that worse then?
So, yeah. So I recently read something on this and it kind of blew my mind. So I'm just going to pass it on, which is, the only reason we use plastic bags really is because we're conditioned to do it, right? Mm. Like, especially when it comes to wet garbage, because it's gross, it smells, you don't want it touching your pristine bin or whatever. And so you wrap it up and you tie it away and you kind of forget about it. But the truth of the matter is the bin. You know, you don't actually need plastic bags to go in that bin at all. But we all do it the same way. We're all taught the same way. And after that, you can just kind of wash it out. I mean, so what I read was just forgo plastic bags and just wash out your bin more often, you know, sanitize it, clean it out. And that way you don't have this issue. I know it's gross. I get it. And it really kind of boggled my mind, but that is the answer.
Mm. But I guess this is like, because we're so used to using plastic bags, right? I mean, it might take some time to change our habits, as always, when it comes to habits.
So you can keep those thoughts coming. We're still getting messages on the subject of adulting, which we'll get to shortly. But now we're going to be continuing, forging ahead with this Q&A. And like I said, we've been hearing from Japheth, Ariana, Simran and Keisha, our panel of children. And now they've kind of pivoted to wanting to know stuff about working life. And since, after all, they were sitting in a business radio station, they naturally had a few questions about business. So for answers, we decided to enlist the help of the person who did, after all, dedicate an entire radio station to entrepreneurship.
Hi, I'm Malik Ali. I've been asked to sort of comment on a few of these kids' career aspirations. Well, I can only speak on the perspective of an entrepreneur who have been starting businesses pretty much like for a lot of his life, including there's a newspaper, which did work out. There's also a radio station, which did work out. And then now an insurance company, which may or may not work out. So there we are.
So before Malik got into his favorite topic of business, Keisha kicked things off with the simple but profound question of what it is we actually do at work.
When adults work, what do they do actually? Like, do you just type and then typing is like very easy, but if you want to answer the questions, like very hard. So I don't know what they do for work. I just know that they just type on the laptop. Ding, 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 ding.
That is so cute. And it's true to a certain extent. We do type maybe too much, right? So, yeah. So adults, yeah, we do go to the office and we do type a lot. But we type to do something. I guess at work, what we do is we try to get a few things done. We have got lots of tasks, like you at school. You know, you have homework. We have homework too. And this homework needs to get done because this homework actually creates money sometimes, creates value and pays our salaries. So we have to do this homework because if we don't do this homework, we don't get the salary and we can't go home and buy nice toys for you. So to do this homework, sometimes we have to type stuff. And you're right. We have to answer lots of questions. Sometimes answer questions from people we get money from. Sometimes we have to answer questions from our colleagues at work to help them in their work. So we type to each other, we talk to each other, and we meet each other to kind of like do homework together. Because at homework does create something called, you know, the value which creates money, which pays our salaries. I think that's what we do at work.
How did adults find work?
Oh, that one. These days, the adults are quite cool. We actually do find work through the internet like everyone else. That you know, in the old days, we used to look for work in newspapers, but now we look at the internet, websites. But something also is still holds true from the very old days is that we also ask our friends. Our friends tell us, hey, there's this job coming along. There's this great job at this great company, and I think they're hiring, so why don't you apply for it? So that's what we call word of mouth, and that word of mouth still applies today. But in addition, we have things like the internet now where we just go to a company's website or we go to a job board like JobStreet and then we look up for jobs there and they'll say, yep, we have 5 openings and then we go apply online. I send an email and say, hey, here's my CV. Would you like to hire me?
Fair enough. I think that that's a pretty accurate look, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. There is a lot of typing and then there's a lot of other stuff. That's what it comes down to. What did you guys think work was like as a kid? In line with my sharing about magnets, I really wanted to be a teacher because I thought only teachers got red pens.
Oh.
Mm. And I thought I really respected the power of the tick and the cross. And I was just like, wow, I think I was just a power-hungry kid looking back at it.
I wanted to be an astronaut. I found it was very fascinating to be floating in space and seeing like this vast place where there's like lots of stars and that really interested me.
I think for me, it was really what my grandpa did. You know, he worked in an office where they were still, for some reason, using typewriters. So I sort of equated adulthood with using a typewriter and also gardening because that was what he did. So I think my two career aspirations were like office worker and gardener at that time.
So you're in line with Keisha then with the typing.
With the typing, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been kind of asking a lot of existential questions today, really. Like, what is work? What is being an adult? And now we're moving on to, I guess, really the concept of business. So we tested the kids out to see kind of what they understood about business. And then we got Malik to sort of fill in the gaps.
Business.
Make money.
business is like, you know, things about real stuff. Like, how does this work? How does that work? And all that.
I guess it's about working hard towards your goals and then being more successful in life.
I think business, like, you need trade to earn money.
So, actually, business is not that difficult. For example, do you like toys? Do you like food? Do you like to eat really good food? So, business is about giving you what you want, what you're willing to pay for. What are you willing to pay for? Are you willing to pay for this toy? Then I have to create this toy that you're willing to pay for. If you're not willing to pay me for it, that means that toy that I made for you is not good enough, so I don't get anything from it. So good businesses are ones that create things that you want all the time. And lousy businesses are businesses that create things that we don't really want at all. And no one wants to pay any money for it. So that's what business is about, creating things that people want and people desire. You know, it can be a toy, it can be movies, it can be the latest show, and it can be your favorite food that you eat at your favorite restaurant.
I want to learn who was the first guy who opened a business.
Who was the first man to, like, discover about these businesses?
Maybe we would have been a farmer of some sort, I think. He planted a potato or some rice, a paddy or something like that. And first he planted it to feed himself and his family. But then you don't just plant just a little bit, right? You plant a little bit more, and then therefore you have a little bit more. What do you do with that little bit more? You can either give it away, or you can say, hey, you know, I'm going to sell it to someone and someone will pay me money for that. And with that money, I can go buy other things that I haven't got time to produce. Like if I produce rice, I can perhaps buy carrots. I can buy potatoes, but I sell the rice. So I think that's how the first business started, when people started planting things and selling what they have in exchange for other things.
How do you decide what stores to open if you want to open a business?
There's cooking, baking, and then banking. There's a lot.
Wow, banking. I like that one. But yes, you're right. The easy ones to see are the ones that you see everywhere. That means that's the baking and the cooking, the restaurants that you see. That's easy. Everyone wants to do that. And a lot of people want to do that. The tougher ones are things like what you said just now, banking, even radio, insurance, all this stuff are a little bit more, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but you can hear it maybe. You can, you know, things, you know, these are other kinds of businesses. But to start off with, having a shop, having a restaurant, having a cafe, having a gym, all those kind of things are, you know, are forms of businesses that you see every day. So people must be willing to like it so much that they're willing to pay money for it. Say your food was lousy. You know, no one's going to buy food from that place, so that's not a good business to start. But if you start a good food business, that's great. If you start a good toy business, that's great. So you need to produce something that people really, really want.
I want to learn how they attract people to buy their product. Promote in social media, promote on radio stations.
You can do all of the above. You know, you can promote on social media, you're right. Put it on Instagram, put pictures of it on Instagram, put it on your website so people can go somewhere to find out more information. Buy some radio advertising and say, hey, this is a great product. And, you know, maybe buy even some YouTube advertising. You know those things where you have to skip ads kind of thing? Well, if you have good advertising, you won't skip the ad. You'll watch the ad and go, hey, what's that? You know, so movies do a great job of selling their movies through YouTube, right? So you've seen those. Yeah, so those are the things. You've got to make people aware, know about your product. So you have to put it somewhere where people can see it, experience it, and afterwards, buy it.
That was Malik Ali, founder of this here radio station, BFM, also co-founder of online insurance provider FiLife, with his advice on how to start a business. I think just a lot of really solid business questions. I've learned a lot, not least about potatoes and their value in starting a business. So we actually also asked the kids what they want it to be when they grow up. We want to hear the same from you as well. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be continuing the conversation after this on BFM 89.9.
Big Fortune Movers, BFM 89.9.
It is 7:21 in the evening. You're with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman. It is Universal Children's Day. And you've been hearing, aside from the voices of BFM today, all children, you've also been hearing this last hour and a half from Japheth, Ariana, Simran and Keisha, who, among other things, have been talking about the possible existence of mermaids and why sometimes our friends just don't want to play with us.
And to top it all off, we wanted to find out what these incredibly bright young kids have planned for the future. And they've got some interesting career aspirations. So let's hear first from Japheth. His career goals are somewhat in line with Malik. So you hear Malik at the end offering his thoughts.
Maybe do some office work or something. Maybe work in a bank, insurance company, HR manager, insurance agent or something. My dad's a HR manager. One of my aunts is an insurance agent and a few of my uncles work in insurance companies, I think.
Wow, family of advisors, right? So, yeah, so some people, a lot of people do work in offices, but sometimes we also work outside, right? When you go to meetings, you have to drive to places and meet up with people in other offices. I think when you mentioned a lot of your relatives were in insurance, they were actually advisors. They were trying to advise people on, you know, what sort of being an advisor to their finances, for example, how to save their money, how to invest their money, and so on. So that's a real job too. But I wouldn't downplay working outside the office. I think some of the best jobs are outside the office. I'll tell you what job I would really love. I would love to be somewhere in a theme park, being one of this, you know, sort of operator of, you know, this theme park, like, for example, a water run or something like that, where you're the guy at the gate saying, all right, not yet. Okay, now you can go. And now you can go. Bing! Off you go. And then they go down this, you know, sort of slides, whatever it is. I mean, I would love to be in the sun. I actually imagine myself sometimes, you know, like being in charge of a whole island of this sort of theme park. And you're like running this whole island, you know, making sure that guests are happy and things work and the place is clean. And that's an outdoor job. It's not an office job. It's an outdoor job, but hey, I can get the sun, I get my vitamin D, and I'm healthy, I'm running around, and I think that would be a fantastic job too, not just in the office. Actually, sometimes being too much in the office, we get colds and flus and everything. Sometimes it's nice to be out in the sun, and just trying to find a great job is out in the sun. I think that's a good thing. Hey, one thing, I got this person who is a landscape artist, right? And she is world-renowned for building these beautiful landscapes. And guess what? Landscapes is all about building beautiful gardens. And guess what? She has to work outside. So she's tan, she gets sun, and she's recognized as one of the best landscape architects in the world. That's fantastic.
What I'm hearing from this is that someday BFM might move to be an outdoor office. I don't think we'll ever be freed from the office, but maybe we'll get more sunshine, you guys. Also, Malik as theme park operator, I can imagine.
Me too. And I think the next time I see him, I'll ask him about it.
Now moving on to the girls, Keisha, Simran and Ariana.
So when I grow up, I wanted to be a forensic doctor because my parents like to watch, you know, like the crime lawyer movies, you know, all that. So from there, that's when I started to like to do investigations, you know, solve problems. Like, I like to be a detective, so I also like helping people, all that. So I said, maybe I could be a forensic doctor one day. And I also want to be a chef as well. I love cooking and baking. Sometimes I help my mom too.
I really like to take care of kids. I have two baby twins. So I really wanted to be a doctor to take care of babies. And I also really like to be a chef because my mom and I always cook pastries together.
When I grow up, I want to be a chef too because when we can, my mom's like to bake something, so I want to join her too. And when I grow up, I dream I want to open a bakery shop.
So, because they're all interested in the culinary world, we got Chef Isadora Chai to offer up some thoughts. Here's her response when she heard what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Oh, bless their little hearts. Oh,
I think it's great that, you know, at such a young age, I don't want to be sound so patronizing, at such a young age that you guys already know what you want to do. I don't think I knew what I wanted to do when I was 12, let alone know what I wanted to eat that day. There's a kind of like an attitude or like a characteristic that most female chefs have, especially when in this industry, is that, you know, in order for you to survive, you've got to be pretty tough. So you need to make sure that, you know your rights, you can stand up for yourself and you don't get bullied by even the boys.
Isadora also offered a couple of suggestions on what the trio could do to get that head start.
When I was about 6 years old, I already started baking and I started already selling my cakes to parents and my classmates. And so, you know, you could always start doing that as well. And if you really like it, then just continue doing that, especially, you know, in your free time. And as soon as you are a bit older, try to expose yourself to the commercial kitchen. I'm sure if you have a regular restaurant that you always go to and your parents are quite pally with the chefs, they could always, you know, ask the chef whether they're okay with coming in and working for free, you know, just for the experience. Also try your hand at the service side, because you also build some sense of empathy towards the service sector, because that's the other part of the team that is really important in a restaurant or in a cafe. And actually, you know what? I would encourage all parents to even try and get their kids to work as a waiter or waitress or something in the service industry, just to make themselves a little bit more humble.
That was Isadora Chai, chef and owner of Bistro Atab, and Antara with some tips on how to get on the road to becoming a master chef. A huge thanks, of course, to our special panel, Simran, Keisha, Japheth, and Ariana, for taking the time to chat with us. And I just wanted to finish very quickly with this message from Alta Singh, who says, I remember my two kids when they were young, how they'll say what they wanted to be when they grow up. I laughed when hearing their dream job changing day by day then. And now I'm a proud father of a son as a pilot and a daughter undergoing a helicopter pilot training with TUDM.
Oh, congratulations to all three of you.
Yeah, so there you go. You have, of course, been listening to our Universal Children's Day special on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.